There are many religious myths and stories about gods, half-gods, common people, and even magical animals resurrecting from the grave. Most of them require about 3 days. By Miriam Rebecca Elkenbaum, author of Interpreting Ancient and Modern Religions. The average person isn't going to wrestle their way out of the grave even if they were buried alive. It would require impossible superhuman strength just to get through the wall of a burial vault. By Ernest Thomas, owner and founder, Thomas Vault Company. Chapter 9, Prophecy of Luckman.
I rely on my bones to tell me things, and he's talking loud now. He gives me warnings. And when I get this feeling, I know something strange's gonna happen. And I'm serious, bro. Oh, let me introduce myself. I'm Amos Luckman. My old friends call me Lucky, but around here they just call me Luckman. I guess that's what's called the groundskeeper here at Oak Spring Cemetery. I lives rent-free in that old stone house up yonder at cemetery entrance. No one else would take a job like this living in a cemetery. Heck, it don't scare me none. I helps run this cemetery for a lot of years. It's been over 30. I've kept the lawns mowed, throwed out the dead flowers, helped open and close graves with the backhoe, and always puts flags out for the veterans on the holidays. I checks paperwork to be buried here and permits are taking bodies out to be moved to other cemeteries. You can't move a body from this cemetery unless you got the permit from the authorities. You needs a permit. And I even seen a man dead in his coffin for over 40 years. I mean, I seen him. Weren't nothing to me. His folks wanted him real bad to be moved back to their family plot in Italy. You know, he actually looked good, except part of his right ear and collar was a little green. The funeral man say he could fix that easy. Even his coffin looked good. He's all dressed in a nice suit and it looked like he's buried only a week. And the priest says some prayers when the grave was open. I did most of the lifting the old coffin out of the vault because the line was broke on the hydraulic. I had to use the old block and tackle. I don't mind, it still worked good. Besides, it's mostly straps instead of chains, and I still got some good arms. Then the mortician took the old man away in his coffin so as he could ship him back home to be with his dead relatives. Sometimes you hear about how these eyelashes keep growing after these dead. Eyelashes laying on these cheeks and such. I ain't never seen that, and I've seen a lot of dead people buried a long time. I asked the funeral man, and he say that ain't right, because once you're dead, you're just dead. He say eyelashes stop a growing when you're dead. Yeah, and I probably met every funeral man who's run a parlor around here. You know, you'd think a cemetery be a nice, quiet place, and it is most of the time. But I've chased out people tipping over headstones, had the cops arresting drunks who could barely walk, and I even caught kids half-naked in the back of a steamy car thinking they's alone. Yeah, that comes with the job. I've done a lot around here for a long time, a lot of years, seen it all. But lately, something's been getting me worried, especially in late hours. There's been some strange sounds coming out of this cemetery, and I can't seem to understand it. Sounds like muffled screaming or struggling, like a deep thumping with laughing or screaming or something. I keep getting this strange feelings in my bones, but that don't seem right. How can someone be alive after they's dead? It spooks me sometimes, because once a person is dead, I knows they's just dead. But I keep hearing them sounds at night.